everybody. Welcome to Steelers.com Live. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola. And Labs, it is a short week in preparation for the Steelers getting ready to go to Carolina, leaving tomorrow to play on Thursday. My days are a little mixed up. I can't imagine why. But today was Coach Tomlin's pregame press conference, so we will hear from him in just a bit. But let's first start with what he said in the press conference, the four guys who he has already ruled out for Thursday's game. I don't really think there's too much of a surprise with any of these guys. Jarvis Jones with the SC sprain, Le'Veon Bell with a midfoot sprain, Isaac Redmond still has that stinger, and Heath Miller the knee with the pubis. But Labs, the thing that kind of shocked everybody that was in the room when Coach Tomlin was talking is the fact that he mentioned Heath Miller as if anybody assumed he would be playing.
Right. When you list somebody on the PUP list, or excuse me, on the injury report, it usually means he would be eligible to play. As a member of the PUP list, Heath Miller is not yet. So, you know, to me, I'm looking for something on a week when you're playing a fourth preseason game that doesn't matter to a whole lot of people, but to me that kind of sounded a little bit of a note of optimism on Mike Tomlin's part. He didn't say specifically that, you know, Heath Miller was on the verge of being activated from the physically unable to perform list, but he did kind of indicate that when the team gets back from Carolina, they're going to take him off for a little test drive, see how the knee is, and then a decision could be made based on that. Now, even if Heath Miller were to be activated from the PUP list when the Steelers return from Carolina, I don't know that that means he's starting on September 8th against the Tennessee Titans, but it also would mean that he would not have to miss the first six weeks, would be the case if he were still on the PUP list.
Right, so as you can imagine, Coach Tomlin brings up Heath out of the blue, kind of opened his own can of worms, and there were a lot of questions that followed.
Mike, did you say Heath Miller?
He's not participating.
Did you activate him off PUP?
No. I just acknowledged that he was not participating. Obviously, it was a discussion.
Mike, can you give an update on him?
He's doing great. He really is. We're going to look, you know, more hardcore at him when we get back from Carolina, obviously. But the fact that I mentioned his name would give an indication that things are progressing and progressing nicely.
You know what I mean, Missy? It wasn't what he said. If you just listen to it, you don't get it. To me, it was the smile that Mike Tomlin kind of broke into a little bit. I don't know. As I said, maybe I'm just reading something and looking for a nugget of information on an otherwise pretty bland week. The fourth week of the preseason is, it's tough for a lot of people, not only players and coaches. So maybe I'm looking for something, but I don't know. Like I said, that little smile there kind of led me to believe that there may be something happening with Heath Miller pretty soon.
And I can't imagine why Coach Tomlin would be excited about that.
Yeah, me either.
All right. Well, of course, we had to go to Heath Miller and see how he's feeling and if he thinks he'll be activated soon.
I'm feeling good, you know, still. Same thing, you know, just trying to get better every day and take each day by day.
Any idea if you'll come up PUP soon?
I have no clue. I haven't had that conversation. You'll have to ask Coach that. He may have a better answer than me at this point.
Heath, what kind of things are you still dealing with? Is it pain, just stiffness, breaking up some scratches?
Still the same, you know, just trying to get stronger and better at what I'm doing so that when I come back I'm ready to play and play at a good level.
How hard has this process been? You know, you kind of hear about it going into it, what it's going to be like, but
it's long.
See the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's long. You know, I think the hardest part's probably the ending part, but you know, I try not to get caught up in how long I've been doing it. And like I said, just try to focus on each day and stay strong mentally.
You kind of use that first day back as a little carrot in front of you to kind of work towards.
You know, like I said, I'm just try to get better and stack positive days together, and you know, I'll be happy whenever that day comes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Isaac Redmond. Labs, coach already ruling him out for Thursday. We haven't actually seen a lot of him in these preseason games. Still listed as a co-starter, though, with Le'Veon Bell. Do you think this is just a precautionary move, or do you think there's more to this that we're not?
No, I think it's definitely precautionary. You know, the Le'Veon Bell situation, at least for me, is that he will not be ready for the opener. Okay, so if you were Mike Tomlin, I think you want to have as many healthy running backs as possible. So you know, there's no need to play Isaac Redmond. I don't think you really need to see anything from him in a fourth preseason game that you haven't seen from him in the years he has been a player on your team. So nothing good can happen with Isaac Redman in this fourth preseason game. You know, so he's not playing. Le'Veon Bell obviously is not playing. They may kick the tires a little bit on LaRod Stevens Howling just to kind of have him, you know, test the knee a little bit, but I would expect him to be out quickly as well. I think that, you know, in terms of running backs, this is going to be a big week for Felix Jones and Alvester Alexander. I think one of those two guys has a chance to make this team based on his performance Thursday night in Charlotte, and that guy is not Alvester Alexander.
Fair to say final dress rehearsal for Felix Jones to show what he has, since obviously the Steelers have had a very limited time to kind of, you know, address him.
Right. I mean, he hasn't had much time to show what he can do. And when you, you know, you start counting the numbers, I mean, you have, and when you're looking at running backs who are going to make this team, Isaac Redman is one, LaRod Stevens Howling is one, Le'Veon Bell is one. You just don't know whether he is going to be active 53 or, well, no, he can't be on the PUP list, so forget that. Le'Veon Bell is one. I just don't know that they keep five running backs plus Will Johnson. So Felix Jones, I think, has an opportunity, and maybe he's the one who's competing with Jonathan Dwyer. You know, you never know. You know, the Steelers made a trade for Felix Jones. If Felix Jones shows them what they want to see, you know, maybe there's some interest in a running back like Jonathan Dwyer, a little bit of a been there, done that guy, but also someone who's young enough that there's not a lot of mileage, wear and tear on the tire tread, as they say. So, you know, the Steelers are going to be scanning the waiver wire, I think, looking for backups in a lot of different areas. And who knows, if they see something they like and can do something with another team, you know, maybe, you know, there's a trade involved. Because like I said, I don't see them keeping five running backs and a fullback on this 53-man roster.
Well, besides the running back position, Coach Tomlin talked today about the other positions that he's looking forward to sorting out when he gets to see a lot of different guys play on Thursday.
Excited about watching these young linebackers sort themselves out in one last opportunity, and really just, you know, made a point to them this morning, less about what they do on defense and more about what they do on special teams. I think we need more consistent above-the-line effort from some of those guys in that regard, and I think ones that distinguish themselves will be ones that show an aptitude for playmaking and understand the football in that phase.
You know, Missy, this is definitely an area where a guy can make this team in this particular game. Special teams is definitely an area where the Steelers will be looking hard at some of these young guys and trying to weed them out. I remember Mike Tomlin told me a story a little earlier. We were still in Latrobe, I think, and I was talking to him about the fourth preseason game, and he brought up two names, Stephon Logan, who was a kick returner, returned one for a touchdown against the Carolina Panthers and ended up making the team, I believe it was 2009, and then also Patrick Bailey. Patrick Bailey was an undrafted rookie brought to this team as an outside linebacker, but his situation was during his final season at Duke, he blew out a knee early on, and so he missed his entire senior season of college football in terms of putting anything on video. So Patrick Bailey, when he came to Latrobe as an undrafted rookie, he really was an unknown, really an unknown. And Mike Tomlin said it was three quarters of that game in Carolina when he started thinking, who is this guy who's running down making all these tackles on special teams? It was Patrick Bailey, the guy who had the knee injury that kept him out of his senior season at Duke. Patrick Bailey not only ended up making the team that year, but he also ended up, because of circumstance, being voted the Steelers' outstanding rookie from that season. So it's never too late to make a team, especially if you could show yourself to be a dynamic special teams player. This is it, fellas. Carolina, this is your last chance.
The four guys we mentioned that Coach Tomlin ruled out are obvious. He said, anybody else, though, as long as you're healthy, you will possibly be playing. And obviously we don't expect a lot of the first-team guys to go an extended period of time. Probably not Ben Roethlisberger fitting into that category. So Coach Tomlin did say that Landry Jones will be playing the bulk of the snaps as quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the quarterbacks, I don't know, for me, I don't know that I'd even play Ben. I don't know why it would be necessary. And Bruce Gradkowski would get a very limited number of snaps as well. I mean, this is pretty much, you know, this fourth preseason game might be dull for fans and the media covering it, but for coaches, this is an opportunity to get Landry Jones pretty much an entire game against NFL competition. Now, granted, a lot of the guys he'll be going against may not end up making NFL rosters, but those guys are still going to be better players than what he saw last year as a starting quarterback at Oklahoma. I mean, you know, a lot of the schools that Oklahoma plays, I mean, they may have fine programs, but how many players on their defenses did they send to NFL training camps? So Landry Jones has an opportunity to play, I would think, at least a half. I would be shocked if he only played a half against the toughest competition I think that he has seen so far. And the Steelers already made the move with John Parker Wilson. Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin have both said for the record that they are three quarterback guys. So I anticipate Landry Jones being on the 53-man roster. This will give them a chance to see him in an extended time, and it will also give him more reps than he's going to see until next preseason, hopefully for the Steelers anyway.
Well, after Landry Jones threw the touchdown to Derek Moy, that was against the Redskins, Coach Tomlin was asked, what did you see from Landry Jones tonight? He said, I haven't really seen enough yet. So this is obviously Coach's time to see enough of Landry Jones, like you said, and this is what Coach Tomlin said he's looking for.
You know, just letting him play football and see how he rides the wave associated with good plays and bad plays and series, things that you don't get a chance to see often from young guys, and a real extended view of him and seeing how he responds to how the Florida game goes. And it's a great opportunity for him. We're excited about it. I'm sure he is as well.
You know, and it's not only playing, Missy. It's, you know, getting the play from the huddle or from the sideline and communicating it properly in the huddle, getting the team out of the huddle to the line of scrimmage, getting the ball snapped in on time, not burning timeouts, not running into your running back in the end zone and causing a safety. I mean, there's, you know, beyond how he looks throwing the ball and doing some of those other things, quarterback, you know, is a job description more than just a position on the team. And Landry Jones needs to show the Steelers that he's developing into a quarterback, and he'll get an opportunity against the Carolina Panthers, and he will be graded on more than just throwing the ball and those kind of things. I mean, things that we might not even think of or notice the coaching staff is.
Well, here's what Landry Jones said about his opportunity on Thursday night.
No, I mean, just getting more reps in practice, that would be really the only thing that's different right now, you know. And so just excited about the opportunity, really.
You like to go out and kind of prove yourself?
I don't know. I mean, I just want to go out there and have fun and play the way I'm capable of playing, you know. There is still another cut to be coming, so I want to go out there and play my best.
How do you personally weigh your progress in practice versus a game and things that the media and fans don't see? Do you weigh that heavier than game action because it might be a smaller sample size in a game?
I don't know. I mean, the games where it really counts, you know, so I think games are weighted more than practices are, for sure.
Is there something with you and Wheaton, just the way that when you guys actually, when you can throw to him, just the connection, is it because you guys practice a lot together, or?
I mean, we just seem to be on the same page, you know. I'm going to guess because we did rookie camp together and all that stuff, and so seems like we're both just kind of on the same page right now.
Is he as advertised?
Yeah, he's a great player, you know, explosive, can make a lot of plays in the open field, so he's done a really good job for us so far.
All right, Labs, just a reminder to everyone at home, final cuts do have to be made by Saturday at 6, so of course, if they happen before that or right up to the deadline, we'll have everybody covered on Steelers.com. And of course, you will have stuff after the game in Carolina, so Steelers.com, the place to go over the next few days to get all the up-to-date news, and we will have another edition of Steelers.com Live next Monday at 4. For now, that does it for us. For Bob Labriola, I'm Missy Matthews. Thanks for joining us.